This is the brief on major AI industry shifts across generative video, infrastructure consolidation, and creative ethics. A recent tech and game technology briefing highlights three massive announcements that are literally redefining the capabilities, ownership, and human boundaries of artificial intelligence. First, Google just made a huge generative video breakthrough by launching Gemini Omni 1.1 Flash. This multimodal AI, meaning it can process text, audio, and video all at once, is now generating full 40-second video scenes. The real game changer here is its new 10-second temporal context window. Basically, it's like giving the AI short-term memory so it doesn't forget what a character looks like halfway through a continuous shot, keeping the lighting and physics totally consistent. Second, pushing all that software takes unimaginable hardware, which explains why NVIDIA is acquiring Hugging Face, the central hub for over a million open-source AI models, for a whopping $12.9 billion. They're promising to keep community access completely free while deeply integrating their own proprietary chips. But it really makes you wonder. If NVIDIA now controls both the world's premier AI hardware and the definitive open-source library, have they effectively become the inescapable monopoly of the AI era? Finally, with tech giants consolidating all this infrastructure, Sabre Interactive just made a massive pro-human pledge to protect the workforce. Their chief creative officer, Tim Willits, promised absolutely never to replace human narrative designers with AI. Instead of using it as a cost-cutting tool, they've actually tripled their human writing staff, betting heavily that real human soul is a premium, irreplaceable selling point for gamers. So, from foundational hardware to final cinematic output, the AI ecosystem has just established its new permanent rules.